Shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
Not been able to get going. He's 3 of 11. And D'Oro with the jam.
NC State fans have a lot to be excited about this morning. The Wolfpack's magical postseason run has another chapter to it after a late night win in their first round game.
Yay. Okay, right. We have to talk about weather, right? Not yay. We have this big system that comes in to bring us rain for this afternoon into the first part of tomorrow. I'll show you how much of the weekend will be wet.
Newly released search warrants are giving us a clearer picture of the lead up to the Raleigh mass shooting. The weapons and ammunition seized from the accused shooter's home, as well as a letter written by the team.
Filling up your spring break road trip won't be cheap this year. New numbers from AAA show the price is higher than this time last year. We've seen those numbers climbing, like NC State's win total so far. That was a fun one, but I didn't see the ball bounce once for last night.
I know,
it was so
late game.
Oh, it's tough.
For us, we didn't see a moment of it.
It is a tough one. I'm Jeff Hogan. Good to have you with us.
And I'm Renee Chu. But I woke up and looked on my phone. I was like, did NC State win? It was good to see that. You know, a lot of people wonder, do they still have gas in the tank after those five wins?
Good
but
point.
They are clicking at the right time. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner in the WRAL Severe Weather Center. I see you have your Wolfpack red.
I do. Go State. All right, we're not really supposed to take sides on things. So, but you know, I'll root for any of our teams, local teams that are in the NCAA. Yeah, that was a bummer that it was such a late game. But they play again tonight, right? And that one's not so late, I think. So we'll be able to catch that one. Plus, we can stay up late on a Friday night. All right, this system is getting cranked up down here in the Gulf of Mexico. Just starting to fire up some thunder. This warm front moves across our area late today, tonight, into tomorrow. And that's going to bring us some warmer temperatures in some places, some rain, heavy at times, and maybe even a few isolated thunderstorms. We'll take a look at Futurecast, and we'll definitely be clouding up right now. When I walked in, it was nice and clear. We had beautiful moon hanging around out there. At lunchtime, we're still fairly dry, but right after lunchtime, here comes the rain pushing in from the south. We're looking at a good chance for rain during the evening commute. You can see there are a few spots where it's not pouring, but we'll just continue to see the waves of rain overnight. There's midnight tonight. We'll push it ahead. 3-4 a.m. it becomes very heavy with maybe a few isolated thunderstorms. There's 6 a.m. tomorrow morning, and then the bulk of it moves out, but not all of it. There's lunchtime, and we'll be cloudy through the afternoon, but there could be an isolated shower. Futurecast showing this sort of little bit of rain that comes in during the evening for tomorrow. So we're not going to be completely done with it, but mostly the afternoon should be dry. So 70% chance for this afternoon, 100 tonight, 80 on Saturdays. We're still watching that push on through. Here's a live look at Chapel Hill. And of course, Carolina plays today. They played yesterday too. They won yesterday also. 48 degrees, our temperature for your head out the door. And then some 30s out there too, 38 in Goldsboro, 37 South Hill, 36 in Roxboro. Temperatures in the mid 40s elsewhere. This afternoon, our temperatures will feel similar to yesterday's. We climb into the mid 60s, but of course we are looking at a wet afternoon. We'll take a look at how much cooler it'll be Sunday after the system moves on by coming up.
All right, so here it is in case you missed it as well. Just stay hot, stay fresh off that ACC tournament championship. NC State had 5 wins in 5 days there, and they were just tired of being asked if they are tired. So yes, Renee, gas in the tank, on fire in their opening round game against Texas Tech. Ben Middlebrooks had his shining moment, a career high 21 points. The Red Raiders were at arm's length until the Pack pulled away for their first March Madness win in 9 years. And 80-67 was the final with the exclamation point right there. WRL's Kelsey Coffey is live on NC State's campus this morning. Hey, Kelsey, we can get used to this party at the Bell Tower after games, right?
Jeff, we sure can. NC State fans are waking up with a big smile on their face this morning. Fans and students gathered here at the Bell Tower until 1 o'clock this morning to celebrate. You can just hear the excitement as fans gathered yesterday at Players Retreat to watch the game. This is the Wolfpack's first March Madness win in 9 years. Last night's win against Texas Tech resonates with students and fans in a really special way, especially right after becoming ACC tournament champions for the first time in 37 years.
I'm so proud. Proudest I've ever been in my whole life.
I've never felt better for these guys.
Really?
This is the best team in college basketball
best
history.
Team. Best team. They're winning.
Five more games. Five more games.
It just doesn't get much better than that. The Wolfpack will be back on the court on Saturday. We'll have everything you need to know heading up to this weekend's game right here on WREL. Kelsey Coffey, WREL News, live in Raleigh.
Yes, it does take six in total, so five more to go. Coming up for NC State will be a second-round game against the most surprising winner of the tournament's first day. 14-seeded Golden Grizzlies from Oakland University. They pulled off a huge upset, beating the 3-seed Kentucky 80-76.
And UNC also excited about this, moves to the second round. The top-seeded Tar Heels dominated in the opening round game against Wagner College. UNC won it 90-62. They will play Michigan State tomorrow. Duke is in Brooklyn to play their opening round game today against Vermont. Coming up in about 10 minutes, WRO's Chris Lee takes a closer look at that matchup as the Blue Devils try to make it 3-for-3 for our triangle teams in the first round.
You can track all the games live with scoring updates, times, and TV information on the interactive bracket on WRL.com. Just search bracket.
Dozens of boxes of ammunition, at least 11 guns, and a letter describing his brother's death. All of this was found in the accused Headingham shooter's home, according to search warrants obtained by WRL. The new revelations are disturbing for Rob Steele. His fiancée, Mary Marshall, was one of the five people who died in the Raleigh mass shooting in October 2022. The search warrants reveal Austin Thompson had 170 boxes and bags of ammo, along with more than 100 rounds of loose ammo. Steele told WRL that the amount of premeditation the search warrants reveals shocked him.
Clearly, the evidence shows that he knew what he was doing.
The search warrants for Thompson's cell phone also show he searched for active shooter NC while the shooting rampage unfolded.
And we now know the name of the driver in a high-speed chase and crash that put several Wake County neighborhoods on lockdown Wednesday night. The Wake County Sheriff's Office says the driver was 21-year-old Jonah Luker. They say the white Mercedes he was driving was not reported stolen, but it did have a fake license plate on it. Deputies are still looking for the passenger in that car who ran away after the crash. According to police, the radio traffic we heard, it all started when deputies saw the car weaving in and out of traffic. Luker crashed near the intersection of Tryon Road and Yates Mill Pond Road. Deputies say Luker shot himself.
A one-year-old and a four-year-old child are safe this morning after police say a man abducted them in Lumberton. This was a scene over I-440 in Raleigh, nearly 100 miles away, where law enforcement were able to rescue them. Sky 5 captured the moment authorities rescued the children. Moments later, law enforcement arrested the man who was driving that car. Lumberton police say a mother called 911 and said her two children were abducted from an Econo Lodge in Lumberton around 4 o'clock Thursday afternoon. Highway Patrol spotted the car in Johnston County and a chase began. It ended near an exit on I-440 in Raleigh when state troopers and Johnston County deputies crashed into the car, which then crashed into a tractor trailer. Authorities have not released the name of the man they arrested, nor what relationship he may have with the children.
If you're headed out for a weekend trip or spring break getaway, you'll want to know what gas prices are looking like. And the average price of gas in North Carolina, $3.31 a gallon, about 20 cents more than it was a month ago. In Raleigh, you'll see an average of $3.35 a gallon. In Durham and Chapel Hill area, the average is $3.37.
This morning, the United Nations Security Council will vote on a U.S. ceasefire resolution on Gaza. That's according to a diplomat familiar with the matter. The resolution calls for an immediate and sustained ceasefire and the release of all remaining hostages. The U.S. vetoed several resolutions calling for ceasefires in the past. On Wednesday, Secretary of State Antony Blinken said Israel has the right to defend itself. He also said protecting civilians and getting them help also needs to be a focus. Israel and Hamas still have to work out their own terms of a ceasefire, even if the resolution passes. The UN meeting gets started at 9.
A restaurant in Southern Pines is closed after a fire Thursday night. Firefighters say the fire started near a grill at the Char Bar off Morganton Road. The business was evacuated. No one was hurt. Crews were able to put that fire out quickly, but it damaged the restaurant's exhaust system. It's not clear how long the Char Bar will stay closed.
Lawmakers are up against the clock at the U.S. Capitol, where you're looking live. They have until late tonight to avoid a government shutdown. They have a plan, a $1.2 trillion spending package that would fund the government through the rest of the fiscal year. But the issue is time. That plan must first pass the House, then the Senate, all before midnight. It includes billions of dollars to the Department of Defense, Homeland Security, and Customs and Border Protection. If a deal is not reached, then it would affect government operations. A short lapse in funding over the weekend would have less of an impact, though, as many federal employees do not work on those days.
Today, we'll learn the educational priorities for the candidates running for North Carolina governor and state superintendent. The State Association of School Administrators is hosting gubernatorial candidates Josh Stein and Mark Robinson for a forum. State superintendent candidate Maurice Mo Green will also give remarks. No word on if Michelle Morrow will speak. Governor Roy Cooper will make remarks ahead of that forum. It's all happening at the 2024 Conference of Educational Leadership at the Wilmington Convention Center. It gets started this morning just before 10:30.
Raleigh police make an arrest in a cold case going back decades. The investigation that led to a man connected to sexual assaults from the 90s and early 2000s.
And back to NCAA action. Duke wants to get off on the right foot in the tournament after a disappointing end to the ACC season. How they're preparing for a first-round matchup with Vermont later tonight.
And it is quieter now at the NC State Bell Tower, where fans celebrated late into the night after the Wolfpack won its first-round game. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner is back after the break with today's calm start and when it will turn to rain.
We're taking a live look at what's happening. We have this low pressure system and a warm front that's creating some storms down here in the Gulf of Mexico. That is going to swing our way as we get into this afternoon. We'll end up with some showers, and that chance really starts to go up after lunchtime, mid-afternoon, depending on where you are. But definitely by the evening commute, we're looking at wet conditions. That'll be the case overnight and into at least part of the day tomorrow, and we'll walk through the timeline again coming up. It will be a dry commute this morning. This is a live look at Chapel Hill this morning. Our temperatures are on the chilly side, 37 and 36 South Hill, 39 in Lewisburg, but 45 in Fayetteville and 44 in Irwin. Walking the dog this morning, temperatures mostly in the 40s. We'll climb into the mid-60s this afternoon, and then the rain sets in. Make sure you have that umbrella handy.
Elizabeth, thanks. Charges have been dismissed for a Raleigh couple accused of poisoning their neighbor's three dogs. James and Agnes Goldston were facing three counts of animal cruelty and communicating threats. The prosecutor dismissed cruelty charges, saying there was no proof the dogs were intentionally poisoned. However, Agnes Goldston pleaded guilty to a misdemeanor charge of communicating threats.
Raleigh police have made an arrest in several sexual assault cases dating back to 1998. Tracy Thompson was charged Thursday with sexual assaults that happened in 1998, 2007, and 2009. This comes after a positive match in the Combined DNA Index System. It's a national database made up of DNA profiles from convicted offenders, unsolved crime scene evidence, and missing people.
Governor Roy Cooper and state health leaders are marking 14 years since the Affordable Care Act was signed into law. The governor spoke at an event yesterday about the importance of the ACA. More than a million people in North Carolina signed up for ACA-related health insurance coverage in the latest enrollment period.
NC State and UNC are already moving on to the second round of the NCAA men's basketball tournament, and today Duke will be looking to join them. WRL's Chris Lee takes a look at how Duke is preparing for Vermont after a pair of disappointing losses to the Tar Heels and the Pack.
Good morning to you. Brooklyn has been kind to the Duke Blue Devils over the years, and they're hoping it'll be better to them than what Durham or Washington, D.C. has been this month. Duke lost their last game of the regular season versus UNC and followed that up by losing to NC State in the ACC tournament. Yesterday, Duke practiced in Brooklyn to prepare for tonight's game versus Vermont, which is a chance for them to bounce back.
The two losses to NC State and UNC were unacceptable, obviously, but I mean, that's over with. It doesn't matter anymore. Like, this is a new season, and the narrative can change real quick. So, whoever's with us is with us, and whoever's not, don't jump on the bandwagon when it's that time.
The Blue Devils take on Vermont at 7:10 tonight from Brooklyn, son. And as always, you can stay updated on everything throughout the day on WRELSportsFan.com.
Fire crews are asking people not to burn things outside after another brush fire in Wake County. This one happened on Old Knight Road near Knightdale. Sky 5 flew over the scene as the fire burned. Officials say our recent dry weather and low humidity makes it easy for brush fires to spread quickly. And earlier this week, we did have increased fire danger and that warning to not start any fires. Meteorologist Elizabeth, or do any burning. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner in the WRS Severe Weather Center. But now we have some rain coming in.
And that will solve the problem for sure. We're going to see this moving in today. By lunchtime, we'll start to see some of that rain in our southern counties, and that will spread northward. You can see where the system is right now. This warm front's going to come pushing through during the day on Saturday. That's going to bring some warm temperatures to our southeastern counties. But if you end up staying on the north side of that front, you're probably just going to be in the 50s. So we'll have a wide spread in temperatures for tomorrow. But definitely some storms developing down here along the Gulf Coast with that warm front. We could see a few rumbles of thunder too as the front comes in. That'll be very early tomorrow morning, say 4 to 6 a.m. But right now, it doesn't look like anything would be severe. Mostly cloudy skies for this morning. Well, we started off with clear skies, but we'll see the clouds really rolling in as we get through the morning hours. At lunchtime, a couple of sprinkles down toward Fayetteville and Clinton. By 1 or 2 o'clock in the afternoon, we're starting to see some of those first waves coming in. At 5 o'clock, it's likely to be pretty wet depending on where you are. Notice that there are a few holes in the precipitation, but for the most part, it's going to be pretty widespread during the evening and overnight. You can see rainy conditions there at midnight. We'll push it ahead to 6 o'clock, and you can see again between 4 and 6, that's when we're going to see that band of heavy rain along with the warm front and the chance of a few isolated thunderstorms. By 10 o'clock, most of the rain is over. We're seeing just that last little bit sliding off to the east. But that said, it is going to stay cloudy for the rest of the day. There's lunchtime. There could be a quick sprinkle here or there, especially in our eastern counties during the afternoon. And then Futurecast is showing this last little band that kind of sneaks in during the evening and fizzles out. So we'll see if that actually ends up playing out. But definitely looking at wet conditions starting early to mid-afternoon and a very wet night tonight and early tomorrow morning. Our weekend outlook, 67 for today, 65 Saturday, and then 57 on Sunday. Behind this front, once it moves on out, we'll definitely see some cooler temperatures, and it will be breezy on Sunday, too. We're going to take a closer look at that in just a few minutes. Right now, looking at 48 for our current temperature. We'll see temperatures climbing into the mid-50s by lunchtime. Again, 37 in Roxboro, 36 South Hill, 45 in Fayetteville, 39 in Goldsboro. Around town today, 67 in Raleigh, 66 in Durham, and 70 in Fayetteville. But again, this afternoon, it's going to be on the wet side. We'll see 65 on Saturday and 57 on Sunday, but Sunday will be on the breezy side. Winds are likely to be gusting up to 30 miles per hour in the morning and up to 25 in the afternoon before those winds start to die down a little bit during the evening. Our latest pollen count is very high for trees. That's the first time that we've seen those very high levels. That's likely to drop down because of the rain that we'll see over the weekend, but probably will get cranked back up again. We have a dry period to start the week, but then looking at wet conditions again for Wednesday and Thursday.
Thanks, Elizabeth. Pretty soon you'll be able to see a new art exhibit at the Biltmore, a stunning installation going in place right now ahead of its opening next week.
And a rare two-headed snake is recovering after undergoing surgery at a Missouri zoo. What vets had to do, and it had nothing to do with those two heads.
.454 the time right now as you get this live look at Rocky Mount Mills. Good morning to you. Temperatures are in the upper 30s and all the way to the mid 40s in some parts of our viewing area. And we got some rain coming our way later today. Elizabeth will talk about that in just a little bit, the 5 o'clock hour. New research and technology supplies are headed to space for NASA.
Ignition and liftoff.
SpaceX launched the Dragon Cargo Resupply spacecraft yesterday, carrying more than 6,000 pounds of new science supplies and equipment. The supplies are headed to the crew on the International Space Station. The craft is expected to land at the ISS Saturday. It'll stay there for about a month and then return to Earth.
A new art exhibit is coming to Biltmore Estate. It will feature artwork by world-renowned artist Dale Chihuly. The different creations you will find include pedestal works, drawings, and large-scale installations. Amherst at Deer Park will debut the iconic pieces on Monday.
Chihuly's been working for over 5 decades, so imagine the amount of of work and experimentation that you have in that time frame. So it starts with the earlier series work, such as the baskets and the cylinders, and then you see that evolution into the large scale installations, such as the towers and chandeliers that'll be featured here.
The exhibit will run until next January.
A rare two-headed rat snake is recovering from surgery. That snake is named Tiger Lily and was supposed to leave a Missouri Nature Center earlier this month, but it had some issues with its ovaries. Veterinarians at the St. Louis Zoo were able to successfully remove the ovaries. Tiger Lily is now doing well. After recovery, she'll be transferred to a conservatory in Kansas City.
NC State fans are waking up with a big smile on their face this morning after last night's big win. Coming up, more reaction from the fans.
And today, the women get their chance to play first-round NCAA tournament games. The challenges UNC and Duke face on the court today as they try to move on.
It's a cool start to your morning as we look live at Sanford. Good morning to the folks there. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner is back after the break with when rain will arrive in your neck of the woods later today.